Okay, so let's start. So in these 3 days, we are just practicing 3 kinds of basic meditation. Like first, observation of our body sensation, kaya and vipassana. Then, compassion meditation, metta bhavana or karuna bhavana. Metta is a praying for other people's happiness. Karuna is a praying for the liberation from the suffering. The two aspects. So we can say both metta bhavana or karuna bhavana. Third one is of course anapanasati. Mindfulness of ana and apana, in breath and out breath. Okay. So as I said, this I learned these 3 kinds of meditation in Myanmar, from my Myanmar meditation master, his name is Park Seato, But now I'm presenting these 3 kinds of meditation in a quite a different way. My teachers, my Myanmar teacher, he doesn't teach like this. He teaches, of course, karuna bhavana and kaya nupassana, metta bhavana, karuna bhavana, and anapanasati. Of course, he is teaching, and many Myanmar teacher, Burmese teacher, they are teaching, And actually, I'm following, in one sense, following his teachings, But now my presentation, my way of introducing these three kinds of meditation are totally different from these teachers. The contents are the same, of course, observing body sensation and may all beings be well and happy, or I know I am breathing in, I know I am breathing out, Just the same. And you can find instruction like in sutra everywhere. But my way of presenting is totally different from other teachers, So why I am doing like this? Why I'm not exactly following my teacher's instruction? I'm following the beginning. Well, as a like elementary level, of course I am following. We have to watch our body sensation. May I be well and happy? I know I am breathing in. I know I am breathing out. All these are just, of course, just a common part. But I'm adding totally different explanation about this. Like yesterday we discussed about who is doing vipassana, or who is watching the breath, or who is observing body sensation? This explanation was lacking. I know that, So that's why if you go to any Myanmar, any meditation center, you can get so many instructions about how to observe your body sensation. Of course, there are many ways of observing body sensation. One very famous way is starting from the head, and very detailed instruction about how to observe, And maybe many ways of doing compassion meditation or like that, And in Tibetan tradition, they have so many varieties of compassion meditation, like a tonglen, swallowing other people's suffering and returning just compassion. That's kind of very many different kind of compassion meditation. So you can get many kind of instruction and very detailed instruction. But they are not talking about it, the most essential point. Or I think this is the most important thing, no, but maybe they don't think like that, you know. So for me, the most essential point of observing our body sensation, or watching our breath, or may I be well unhappy, you know, that's kind of praying for other people's happiness, you know. When we do all these things, the most important point for this meditation is, for me, at least for me, who is doing it? Who is observing body sensation? Who is observing in-breath, out-breath? And who is praying for other people's happiness, you know? So, for me, this is the most essential point. Then other instruction, still important, you know, how to observe our body sensation, or where to watch our breathing, you know, or maybe here or here, you know, how, like some kind of warmness, feel warmness, or here, or like that, you know, or short breath, long breath, you know, or beginning, middle, end, one in breath, like that, you know. There are many, many kinds of techniques, you know. But to be honest, if you really catch the essential point, who is observing body sensation, who is watching body breath, then all these techniques are still important, but not exactly so important, you know, because if we really understand who is observing our body sensation, then we can enter into totally different new dimension, you know. Then once you enter into new dimension, all your defilements are already purified, already. And this is what you can really experience it when you observe your body sensation, when you observe your in-breath, out-breath. Already, you know it, no? But usually, explanation, vipassana is not like that, you know? Because we have lots of negative emotions in the past, you know? And such a negative emotion disappeared, you know, you are not so angry with that guy anymore. But did your anger completely disappear? Of course not. Your anger is preserved some part of our body. Okay? So that's why if we do vipassana on each part of our body, then little by little such a preserved negative emotion is little by little purified, you know, one by one. Maybe this time 1% a little bit clean, next time 2% clean, like that, you know. And then maybe in the future 100% you are 100% of your defilement will be purified. But when, you know, maybe not 5 years, 10 years, but maybe 5 years, 10 years, maybe not long enough, you know. Maybe whole life, maybe whole life is still not long enough, you know. So then maybe next life, you know, we need two lives, you know, or like that. And someone said, if you become sotapanna, you know, sotapanna means like a person who entered into the stream to the enlightenment, you know. Then now you have still at most 7 lives or something like this, you know. So anyway, point is, it takes long time, point is, you know. Then you have to purify your defilement one by one, like that. But, you know, But now, our approach is totally different. Our approach is totally different. Why? Because if, and for us, the most important point is, who is observing body sensation? Who is watching your breath? Then, if you really check who is observing body sensation, then you can enter. I have to explain a little bit with this point. You know? Then you can enter into this second dimension, or new dimension, or new room, whichever you like. You know. Then there is no defilements whatsoever. You know. No defilement. You don't need wait for 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, or next life, you know, or 7 lives more, like that, you know. You don't need it. Why? Because in this new dimension, there is no defilement whatsoever. And you touch it, that's it, finished. Okay? But of course, you know, yesterday we discussed about it. You know, of course, we have a sort of habitual tendency, you know, that's why we still have to work with our habitual tendency, you know. Then it takes time, yes, it's true. But purifying defilement, you don't need time, because purifying defilement is just one moment. You can enter into it, that's it. Why? Because like under the summer sunshine, but Goa is still, for us, for Japanese people, this is already summer sunshine, but darkness cannot exist under the summer sunshine, you know. Just cannot exist, that's it, cannot survive. That's why you don't have to purify darkness under the sunshine. Why? Because it's just disappear, it's just purified immediately, you know. But because we have been having such a negative emotion for a long time, that's why this is my habitual tendency. That's why we have to transform our habitual tendency, you know, because it's our habit, bad habit. You know, what kind of bad habit we have? Yesterday, we discussed about like a monsoon or bad weather. You know, and what is bad weather? Raining, or strong wind, or low temperature, like that. But what is rain? Rain is just water is falling from the sky to the earth, to the earth. And what is wind? It's a movement of air, right? And low temperature, it's just a temperature, you know? So it means rain or, you know, strong wind or low temperature, they are just a natural phenomena. And it's nothing to do with a good or a bad or right or wrong, like that, you know? But who decided bad weather or wrong weather or in good weather, like that? Of course, it's you, it's me, our mind. So that's why our mind this defined this weather, natural phenomena, just bad, you know, and we hate it, and we become miserable, and we strongly believe I am miserable because of that bad weather, which exists objectively, you know. But everything is not true, you know. But point is, we call it bad weather. It means we say no to this natural phenomena. You know, water is just falling from the sky to the earth. You know, air is just moving a little bit too fast, you know. And low temperature. We say no to such a natural phenomena which is which has nothing to do with good or bad, right or wrong. It's just a natural phenomenon, you know, neutral. But because we say, no, I don't like it, you know, like that, then suddenly this neutral, natural phenomena becomes bad for me, for my mind. So bad weather doesn't exist objectively. Bad weather exists only for you, only for your mind, right? But this, I said no to this bad weather, but saying no is, now I said no to this bad weather. Then most probably, maybe next day, same weather. Then most probably tomorrow also you will say no. You know, the day after tomorrow you will say no, you know. So during the monsoon time, every day you will say no, you know. So then your saying of no is your habit. Then what is habit? Habit is so natural for us. That's why we don't recognize this is a habit, you know. But other people can see habit, your habit, you know? Because we don't think this is a habit, but your partner knows this is your habit. Yes, my wife has a very strange habit, my husband has a very strange habit, you know? Then when they get married, they notice each other, you know? Like that, you know? So habit is habit from other people's point of view. But for himself, for herself, this is not habit. It's so natural. Okay? But anyway, we say no today, and we will say no. The day after tomorrow, we will say again no. Then saying no is our habit, you know. Then what happens? Of course, this is so natural. That's why when we face water is falling from the sky, immediately we say, bad. It's so quick, you know. So that's why we don't notice that we have said no. And it's so quick. That's why immediately we think, oh, bad weather, today is bad weather, you know, as if bad weather exists objectively. No, bad weather doesn't exist. It's you who made this natural phenomena bad. But this is so quick, so natural. That's why we don't know it. No? So that's why, okay, I said, if we enter into new dimension, no defilements whatsoever. But still, we have to work with our habit, our tendency, you know, which we cannot see clearly, you know, because you believe monsoon is bad, but, you know, rain is bad. This is objective fact, you know, but actually no, you know, actually no. So that's why we have to work with our own habitual tendency, and we have to see, yes, actually I have said no to this nature. Then what happens? Okay. Then instead of saying no, why don't you say yes? You know, why don't you say yes? Yes to the rain, yes to the strong wind, yes to the low temperature, you know, just as an experiment, you know, then you will be surprised. You'll be surprised how, yes, still rain is going on, still wind is still very strong, and still very cold, you know, very cold. But you don't care. rain, it means you rain doesn't matter at all. You know? It means you don't become miserable because of rain. You don't become miserable, you don't become unhappy because of a strong wind. You don't become, you know, depressed because of low temperature. You know? So, now, for you, they are just a natural phenomena. Nothing bad, nothing good, nothing right, nothing wrong, you know? Then you know that, oh, it was my mind which made this natural phenomena as a bad weather like that. And I strongly believe bad weather exists objectively, and then I became miserable or unhappy or like that. Okay. But just by saying yes, everything will change. Okay. So that's why now we have to work. You know, like I'm not saying everything is okay, you know, we don't have to work. Yes, no, we have to work. But a totally different kind of work we have to do, you know. Until now, the understanding of our work is like this, okay? Anyway, we have defilements, you know. That's why by doing this meditation, or doing vipassana, or we can say anything, little by little, we are purifying our defilements. You know? And now you know that it's not like that. Because once we enter into the second dimension, a new dimension, such a defilement doesn't exist whatsoever. You know? So that's why we are not working like purifying our defilements. Not like that. But then, once you enter into the new dimension, everything finished? In some sense, yes, everything finished. You have already reached the goal. You know? Then you can become lazy? Absolutely not. Then your real work will start, you know. Until now, you think you have been working, but your working is missing the point, you know. But now, your working will hit the point, you know. Then, now you know exactly your habitual tendency of what you have been saying no to. Just a neutral phenomena, you know? And actually, we didn't know that we said no. Mm-hmm. But now, we are aware of our no, you know? Then, what happens? Instead of saying no, we are now saying yes. Then, then we are surprised. By saying, just say, yes, everything look different. Everything look different. Then what's happened to bad weather? Where did bad weather go? Nowhere, you know? And you know that bad weather didn't exist. It's me who made bad weather. You know? And also, that's why I can stop making bad weather by saying yes to the weather. Then, yes, still rain is going on, maybe wind is going on, and low temperature, but you don't become miserable, you don't become unhappy, you don't become depressed. You know? Then what's happened to you? Then now, you are free from outside world. Until now, your happiness or unhappiness are always defined by other outside things. You know, if it's sunny, you are happy. If it's raining, you are miserable. Like that. But now you know that I don't have to become miserable even if it's raining. I don't have to become miserable even if it's very cold, you know. Then you can be always okay in any weather. It means in any situation, like that. Okay, so this is what we have to do from now on, you know. Then point is how to say yes, or how to notice our no to things, you know. But our no is very, very strong, and we have been saying no to everything so quickly. That's why we didn't know that we said no, you know. But now we know. Now we know I said no. I have been saying no. Okay? Then point is, okay, let's say yes. Then how to say yes? How to say yes? Then what's the difference between no and yes? You know? Okay. So then, many teachers are actually teaching how to say yes. You know? But because still the most important point is so unclear, that's why people miss the point, you know. Some teacher says you should be in the present. You know, here and now is very important. But did you understand it? You know, did you understand, you know? Yes, present moment, you know. Yes, I understand, so nice, but did we really understand the meaning of present moment? Probably not. Okay. We always have to be mindful of our, you know, actions like that. Did we really understand the meaning of mindful of our actions? Probably not. From this point of view, I mean, this saying yes, then you can understand the meaning of staying in the present moment. Okay? So, for example, we have been saying no, and now we have to say yes. Okay? Then, what is, okay, how did we say no? You know, to the situation. We feel something is lacking. You know, I don't like my present situation. You know, I want to change my present situation. So our no came from this kind of dissatisfaction, some kind of frustration, some kind of misery, you know? like a, some kind of unhappiness with my present situation. You know? So it means we cannot accept our present situation. So that's why we can't accept present situation. That's why something's lacking or something wrong. That's why we say no to something wrong, something horrible. And we want something to fulfill my dissatisfaction, fulfill my misery and frustration. You know? So it means fundamental discontentness, fundamental dissatisfaction exists. Now, you know? This is our like an egoic mind state. Then we say no, and we want more, you know, like that. Then what does it mean staying in the present moment? Staying in the present moment is stop saying no and stop seeking for something else. Just be content completely with our present situation. You know? So otherwise, we cannot stay in the present moment. You know? And like our mind is always when goes to the past, go to the future, you know? For what? Because always we are not satisfied with the present moment. That's why we want to go somewhere like a rosy future or like a past, you know, which was filled with a good memory or like that. You know, I want to go back to my school age, you know. I want to go to next year, because next year many exciting things are waiting for me, like that. You know? So I want to go to the future, or I want to go back to my past. Everything comes from my dissatisfaction from the present moment. You know? So, everything... Anyway, we can see fundamental dissatisfaction or discontent, you know, inside ourselves. And this is a fundamental characteristic of our egoic mind. Our egoic mind can never be satisfied, you know, like you are a whining child, you know. Your whining child wants everything. But even if you give, you know, anything to him or her, they are still miserable, you know, because they think their misery was fulfilled, is fulfilled by eating chocolate or eating but actually no, you know, some kind of fundamental dissatisfaction is there. And this dissatisfaction is not fulfilled by any food, any entertainment, anything, you know. But young people, they don't know that. Young people still believe some kind of food, some kind of entertainment, or some kind of opposite sex, you know, can fulfill my dissatisfaction. But we, adult people, we know that it's impossible. My fundamental dissatisfaction can never be fulfilled by anything, any food, any girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, or any entertainment, you know, cannot fulfill my dissatisfaction. This is so fundamental, you know, so deep. That's why it's impossible. And we know that. And then we, until now, we have been looking for something which could fill my empty feeling, you know, but nothing worked. Nothing worked, you know. Then, what should we do? Very easy, you know. Very easy. If you look for something which you hope to fulfill your dissatisfaction, you can never find anything like that, you know. But if you just say yes to your present situation, then your trouble of searching for something will end right now. And your dissatisfaction is fulfilled. By what? By nothing. By nothing. But by just saying yes to your present situation, your dissatisfaction is finally has ended. Like that. It's so simple, you know. But then, this is the meaning of staying in the present moment. Stay in the present moment. Okay? Then how to do it? You know? Like, when we are now, soon, we are going to have a tea, you know, after the meditation. So, just be satisfied with the tea by concentrating on just your own tea. You know that you are drinking tea, you know. Then you are completely satisfied, you know. You can really enjoy your tea, and you can really enjoy being with my friends, you know. What else do we need? You know, good tea and good friends, like that. Okay, so So now we know the characteristic of our egoic mind, you know, and like this fundamental dissatisfaction of our egoic mind, and nothing ever can fulfill this dissatisfaction, because it's impossible, you know. That's why we throw away this dissatisfaction itself by saying just yes. That's it. So simple, you know. Then you don't look for anything anymore. Fulfill your thirst, you know. Hungry feeling or thirsty feeling, you know? Because already you are not anymore hungry, you are not anymore thirsty, you know? Now you understand, okay? So we have been discussing about saying no and saying yes, you know, and all our misery are made by saying no. That's why by saying yes, we can change the situation completely. Okay? So, then, how to say yes? And many teachers already teaching how to say yes, but because we didn't understand the point, that's why we couldn't understand our teacher's teaching, you know? And some teacher said, you should be in the present moment. But we couldn't understand the meaning of in the present moment. But now we understand the meaning of staying in the present moment is saying yes. That's it, you know. So simple. So that's why if you say always yes to what you are doing, now you can always stay in the present moment. And as a result, you have already said yes, you know. So that's why you are misery or your suffering already have stopped. You know? It's so simple. Okay? Then, like, you also know how you have been saying no, you know, in your activities, you know. Like, this time maybe we don't have a time to do walking meditation, but walking meditation is so good, you know, because, like, we walk for the sake of walking, you know. But usually we are not walking like that. How do you walk? You are walking for the sake of reaching your goal. You know, reaching your goal. Now you are trying, you are going to the station or to someone's house or to the shop, like that. Okay? So for you, you have a purpose. You have a goal. You know? Then, what does it mean? It means, now you are still walking station, or your friend's house, or your shop, is still far away, 1 kilometer, you know, they are still 1 kilometer. Then, this one kilometer, what does it mean for you? It's just obstacle, right? Obstacle. So, you won't reach your goal as soon as possible, because this 1 kilometer is just obstacle, you know, you want to get rid of it, you know, and it's meaningless to walk. So only meaning is just goal is only meaningful thing to reaching the goal is only meaningful thing. So for you, walking itself is no meaning, has no meaning. Okay, so that's why, like this, it means you say no to your present step, your present walking, to attain that goal, you know. So we are always living like that. We are saying no to my present step. And we want to reach my goal as soon as possible. You know, but just imagine, can you ever reach goal? Actually, no. Maybe you can reach the station, you know, if you walk. But the station is really your goal? No, right? Your station, you have to wait for the train, you know. Then again, you have to wait. Then you are saying no. Or you are sitting on the bench in the station. And you are just waiting for the train, you know. Then finally train arrives. Then you have reached the goal. But the train is a real goal? No, no, right? In the train, again you have to go somewhere. You know, the train is not has not yet reached, you know. By train, you have to go to Bombay, you know. Like that. So then, until the train reaches the Bombay, again you are saying always no. You know? But if you arrive at the Bombay station, then your goal is already accomplished. I'm sorry, not yet. You know? So it means, point is, you can never reach your goal. You know, you can reach goal only temporarily, but this is not at all your goal itself. You know, so that's why if you live like that, you always feel unsatisfied, because what you are saying, what you are doing is meaningless thing. You know, you wanna make this walking as short as possible. You want to make this train ride as soon, as short as possible. You know? But soon, now, you finally you reach someone's home, you know, and now you can meet your friends. But then, can you really enjoy it? No. Maybe, again, you are thinking of when you are leaving this home, you know, like that, you know. Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, you know. Then after maybe two hours, I talk with my friend, and after that, wah, 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 you know. So it means you can never be satisfied with with what you are doing, you know. Then point is, should we live like that? Absolutely no. Absolutely no. Anyway, you have to walk to the. Anyway, you have to walk to the station. You know, you cannot avoid. But can we walk in a totally different way? Yes, we can. Okay. Now you are always saying no to your present step, because you want to reach your station as soon as possible. You know? So then this walking is really actually meaningless for you. But now, we can walk by saying yes to our step. Yes, we still have to walk in the direction to the station, you know. Yes, of course we know exactly our goal is a station. But at the same time, we can say yes to our step, you know, to our step. Then what happens? You can really enjoy walking itself, you know. Then you'll be surprised, you know, the world looks totally different. You know, maybe Goa is not like that, you know, but any place in a big city, New Delhi, Bombay or New Delhi, or Tokyo or New York, you know, people just walk very fast, very fast. And now I'm not commuting at all, you know. But sometimes I go to Tokyo, and in the morning, and many people just commuting, and they walk so fast, you know, men and women, or business people, you know, to the station or in the train. In the station, they are changing a train or like that, you know. They're rushing, you know. So I feel very negative vibration from them. You know, because they are not satisfied at all. They want to reach as soon as possible, like that, you know. So they are saying very big no to their step, like that, you know. But should we live like that? Or can I live in another way? Yes, you can, you know. By saying yes to your walking itself, then everything will change. So such a commuters who are walking very fast and thinking only the goal, reaching that station, they cannot see the flowers. Even if flowers are beautiful, flowers are blooming in the street. Such a flower, they cannot see them, because their mind is completely preoccupied by just reaching the station, you know, and they are saying no to the present step, you know. I know that, you know. Because I know these commuters, they are not seeing at all, you know. Their minds are completely preoccupied by catching the train, you know. Because if they miss the train, of course, they will be late in the business office, you know. And then it's not so good, you know, like that. But now, if we walk by saying yes, you know, then you can see beautiful flowers just as a step on your foot, you know. Well, of course now Goa is full of beautiful flowers, you know. But I don't think everyone is watching beautiful flowers. Some people are completely preoccupied, you know, like that, you know. So
Then,
anyway, you are walking and you can enjoy your walking and you can enjoy the flowers blooming along this road, you know. And now, anyway, few minutes later, you can reach the station, you know. But again, you are waiting for the train and you are sitting on a bench. But still, you are not wasting your time because you are enjoying also sitting, you know. So, anyway, you have to sit on the bench to wait for the train for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, you know. Then you can spend these 10-20 minutes by saying no or by saying yes. But by saying no and by saying yes, you will have a totally different 20 minutes. You know that, right? Then in the train, you are already in the train, you know. Again, can we really enjoy or we cannot enjoy, you know? This is totally different, you know, like that. Okay, anyway, so like that, I'm talking about just an example of walking, you know. So by really realizing, yes, I have been saying no to my step, you know, to my sitting on the bench, or sitting on the bench of the train, or like that, you know. And I'm always feeling dissatisfied, but I can never reach my goal, you know. If I reach one goal, but this goal, then another goal will appear in front of me. Then it means still I cannot be satisfied, you know. Another goal, another goal, another goal, like that, okay. So then it means in my whole life I can never be satisfied, you know. It's so clear. Okay, so then, but you can be satisfied only by saying yes to your present step. Then you are now aware of your step. I know I am walking. I am aware of my right step, left step, right step, left step, you know. Like a teacher, like a Thich Nhat Hanh, he's saying, you know, very beautifully, you are kissing the earth by walking, by right step, left step. Your right step is kissing the earth. Your left step is kissing the earth, you know. Then a flower blooms in each step. But usually we are not walking like that. You know, we are walking with a very depressed mind, preoccupied mind, you know, and we want to reach my goal as soon as possible. So it means our step is full of dissatisfaction, misery, depression, and anger or hatred or like that. So it's opposite of kissing, you know. We are leaving that footprint which is full of misery, dissatisfaction, and depression or frustration like that. But now we can change our way of walking, you know, with this understanding, by saying yes. So by saying yes to each step, now our step is really kissing the flower, kissing the earth, and then each beautiful flower will bloom. Like that. Like you know that, right? Our teacher, Lord Buddha, he was born as a prince of Shakya clan, Shakya dynasty, you know? His mother, Maya, Mother Maya, you know, gave birth to him in the forest, you know? Then anyway, when this Buddha or Gautama Siddhartha, you know, Prince Siddhartha was born, then he could walk immediately. Very strange, but anyway, he walked seven steps, you know. Then each step, a flower bloomed. You know, I think you saw, you have seen some kind of picture which describes this one. You know? But this is not a myth. This is not something legend, you know. But we can walk exactly like that. Each step, flower should bloom. If we say yes to our each step, if we are completely satisfied our present step, okay. So now this morning I talked about the how to say yes, you know, instead of saying no, you know, because we have been saying always no, you know, like that. Okay. So now we have finally say yes. Then little by little, the staying in the new dimension is becoming our habit, but a good habit, you know. Then this morning, in my final talk, I talked about, we have been discussing old identity or new identity, or old dimension or new dimension, or something like that. Then they are just two things, two different things, you know. Maybe we have discussed about this new and old, you know, two things. Okay? The relationship between these two. Okay? Okay, anyway, let's stop now. And now we have a short break. Please go to the bathroom or like that. Then please come back in 10 minutes. Then, first yoga session, simple yoga session, Reiko will teach. And then, meditation. But this morning, we practice compassion meditation again. Okay?